The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
The reason why Chazal established that we should say the tefillah of Atachanan Tano specifically in the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, meaning in the bracha of Atachonen L'Adam Das, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is because this is the beginning of the series of personal requests in Shemoneh Esrei. And since it is forbidden to beseech Hashem for personal things before reciting Havdalah, so therefore we say Atachonen L'Adam Das in the very first Bakasha in Shemoneh Esrei. Based on this reasoning, Rav Chaim Kanievsky maintains that if someone realizes in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei that he forgot to say Atachanan Tano, he would not be allowed to insert any personal tefillos into the Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Gemara also offers a second reason why the Chachamim chose to incorporate Havdalah in the Bracha of Atachonin. Since Havdalah is all about the wisdom that's needed to discern between that which is Kadosh and that which is Chol, that which is sanctified and that which is not, so therefore Chazal instituted that it should be said in the bracha of Atachonen, which is a bracha whose entire theme is all about wisdom. We are learning Simen Sadi Vav of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Ma'ariv, of Motzei Shabbos, and Havdalah. Halacha Aleph. Noagin Shema'achrin Tfilas Arvis. The minog is that on Motzei Shabbos we delay starting Ma'ariv. The reason for this is because we want to extend Shabbos as long as possible. Uba Amiras Vehu Rachum Ubaruchu Mamshichin Benigun. And when we say the pasuk of Vehu Rachum and Baruch Hu at the beginning of Ma'ariv, we extend it with an extra song, Kidei Lahosef Micho Al HaKodesh, in order that we would be increasing the weekday with a little bit more of Shabbos. B'tfilas Arvis Oimrim Atachanan Tano. In Shemoneh Esrei, we say Atachanan Tano, which is a form of Havdalah. V'yimshachach v'lo amar, and if a person forgot and did not say Atachanan Tano, im nizkar kodem sha'omar es Hashem min habracha, if he remembers that he neglected to say it before saying the Baruch Atah Hashem from the closing of the bracha, omro b'makom shenizkar, so he should say it in the place that he remembers it, v'gomer v'omer v'chanenu, and then he completes the bracha by saying v'chanenu, and then finishes off with Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Hadas. Avoim lo nizkar ad la'acha sha'omar es Hashem, but if he only remembered that he neglected to say Atachanan Tano after he already completed the Baruch Atah Hashem of the closing of the bracha, Gomer es habracha chonein hadas ve'eino chozer, so then he completes the bracha and he does not go back. Shehari yavdu achakach al hakos, since later on he will anyhow say Havdalah over a cup of wine, it is not necessary for him to go back and repeat the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei if he neglected to say Atachanan Tano in Shemoneh Esrei. Rak sheyizaher me'od, but he should be very careful, shelo la'asa shum melacha, that he should not do any form of melacha, ushelo yitam klum, and he should not even taste anything, kodem sheyavdu alakos, before he recites Havdalah over the cup. The reason is because although normally he would be allowed to do melacha once he says Atachanan Tano, in this case, since he neglected to say any form of Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, he would not be allowed to do any Havdalah, and I'm sorry, he would not be allowed to do any melacha until he does Havdalah over the cup. Now, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch does not mention if he's allowed to say the one line Havdalah, meaning Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachol, but in the Mishnah Berurah it does bring down that even if one neglected to say Atachon Antono in Ma'ariv, or if one has not yet davened Ma'ariv, and they wanted to do Malacha, they'd be allowed to say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachol, and then they would be permitted L'chavchila to do Malacha. Now, it should be pointed out that that still does not allow them to eat anything or drink anything, because that they cannot do in any case until Havdalah is made over the cup. Then the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting halacha. He says, V'im asa malacha o ta'am, let's say a person, after neglecting to say Atachon Antono in Ma'ariv, then did malacha before making Havdalah over the cup, o ta'am, or he tastes something before making Havdalah over the cup, even though he wasn't supposed to. So the halacha is, sarach lachzer ulehispalo, he would have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei, this time with Atachon Antono. In other words, the only reason why when we forget Atachon Antono in Shmoneh Esrei, it's not necessary to go back, is because we expect that we will make Havdalah over the cup. But that would mean that one cannot do malacha or taste things before. But if one did do malacha or taste things before Havdalah, so then as a knas, as a fine, as a penalty, the halacha is that we would have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. This is the ruling of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins not like this, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, even if someone did malacha, they should not go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, it's wrong for them to do malacha, but if they did do malacha, they should not repeat Shmoneh Esrei in any case. Then the Ketzer tells us, Umi she'ein lo kos lahavdu olav, someone who doesn't have any cup on which to make Havdalah, v'shachach loma atachon antano, and he forgot to say Atachon Antono in Shmoneh Esrei, Yesh lo dinim acherim, so he has different laws, because here we don't say that, oh, he's going to make Havdalah over a cup anyhow, since he doesn't even have a cup of wine. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person does not have a cup of wine, but he knows that tomorrow he will have a cup on which to make Havdalah, in this case, he does not have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei in order to say Atachon Antono. However, if he expects that on Sunday he will also not have a cup of wine on which to recite Havdalah, so then he should insert Atachon Antono in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. If he already finished the bracha of Shema Koleinu and he can no longer insert it there, then he must go back to the bracha of Chonin Hadas, and this time to insert the Atachon Antono, and then to continue with Shmoneh Esrei Al Pi Seder, according to the order of the brachas. If he doesn't remember until he finished Shmoneh Esrei that he neglected Atachon Antono, in a case when he does not expect to have a cup that night or the next day, then he must go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and this time to be sure to say Atachon Antono. Now, it should be pointed out that even if a person already made Havdalah over a cup of wine before davening Ma'ariv, or if a person said Baruch HaMavdil before davening Ma'ariv, they would still need to say Atachon Antono in Shmoneh Esrei. It is implied in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch that if one tastes anything at all before making Havdalah over a cup, it would be necessary for them to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if they left out Atachon Antono. This is in fact the psak of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It is interesting that Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul in the Or LeZion paskins that if one ate less than a gezayis or drank less than a revius, he would never need to go back and repeat his tefillah. But this is not the implication of our text in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. In the Shmirah Shabbos Kihol Chasa, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as saying that if one had already said Atachonantano in Ma'ariv, but then has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei for some other reason, for example, he omitted, let's say, Vesein Ta'amoto, it is unnecessary for him to say Atachonantano again in his repetition, since he has already fulfilled his obligation by saying Atachonantano in the first Shemoneh Esrei. This is actually a very big chiddush. I'm not sure whether other poskim agree with this. Halacha Beis. The Acha Shemoneh Esrei Omrim Chatzi Kaddish. After the Chazan completes Shemoneh Esrei, they say half Kaddish. Acha Kach Omrim Vihi Noam Lefi Shehu Mizmar Shebracha. Afterwards they say the Psukim of Vihi Noam, because this is a song of blessing. Shebo Berach Moshe Es Yisrael Bishar Shesimu Malachas HaMishkan. Because these are the brachos with which Moshe blessed the Jewish nation when they completed the work of the Mishkan. V'yesh la'omro mi'umad, and it is proper to say it while standing. Interestingly, in the Mishnah Berurah, he only says that the first pasuk of Yehi Noam should be said while standing. V'noigim lichpo es a pasuk ha'achron orach yomim, and the custom is that we repeat the last pasuk of Aruch Yomim, and then Achakach Omrim V'ato Kadosh, and afterwards we say the Tefillah V'ato Kadosh, the Seder Kedusha, and the order of the Kedusha Sheshayach L'Vihi Noam, which is associated with Vihi Noam, Sheayidei Melechas HaMishkon Sharsa Shechina B'Yisrael, since through the Melacha that was done in the Mishkan, the Shechina would be dwelling in the Jewish nation. V'zeho, and this is what we say, V'ato Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, that you, Hashem, the Holy One, rest with the praises of the Jewish nation. Now, Imcho Yomtif Bashavu HaBab, if in the upcoming week there is a Yomtif, Afilo Be'erev Shabbos, even if it's all the way on Friday, then the rule is Ein Omrim V'hi Noam V'yata Kadosh, then we don't say V'hinoam V'yata Kadosh, the Kevin She'omrim V'hinoam Umaisei Yodenu Kodineo, because since in V'hinoam we say the Pasuk of Umaisei Yodenu Kodineo, Tzarech Shiyu Ko Sheishes Yomim Ru'uyin Malacha. It has to be a week in which all 6 days are eligible to do Malacha on it. And since if there's Yom Tov in the upcoming week, we can't do Malacha, so then we would not say this tefillah. V'kevin she'ein lomer v'hi noam, since we can't say v'hi noam, gam v'yata kadosh ein omrim, then we also don't say v'yata kadosh d'shaychi lahadade, because they are related. Okay. Li'acha v'hi noam v'yata kadosh omrim kadosh olam. After saying v'hi noam and v'yata kadosh, so then they say a complete kadosh. V'yacha keach Omrim v'yitin lecha ve'aleinu, and afterwards the minhag is to say v'yitin lecha and then aleinu. Now, not all communities have the custom of saying v'yitin lecha, but the Keter Shulchan Aruch saying that this is the minhag. V'kol ze harichus shemarichin la'achar tefilas arvis b'motzei Shabbos. All of this is the elaboration of tefilas that we say on Motzei Shabbos, kidei she Yishu Yisrael b'hashlama sidreyem, in order that the Jewish nation will be waiting with the completion of their Seder HaTfilas, kidei laharech l'rishoyim milachzor l'gehenim, in order to extend the amount of time it takes for the wicked people to go back to Gehenim. Ki mamtinim lehem ad sheyashlimo kinesio hachwenim shev Yisrael sidreyem, because they wait until the last community among Klal Yisrael finishes their Seder on Motzei Shabbos. What this means is as follows. We have a tradition that the Rishoyim who are in Gehenim get a respite over the course of Shabbos. But then on Motzei Shabbos, they must return to the Gehenim. So, as long as there are Jews who are still extending Shabbos and still saying the psukim that are associated with Shabbos, so then the Rishayim have an extended respite from having to go back to Gehenim. So that's one of the reasons that we elaborate, we extend with all these psukim on Motzei Shabbos. One question that should be asked is, if we say that the neshamas of those who are in Gehenim have respite as long as the Jewish community is still reciting some of the tefillahs that relate to Shabbos, well then, which time zone does it go by? In other words, when it is Shabbos in Australia is not when it's Shabbos in Los Angeles. So when do the neshamas get their respite from Gehenim? This question was asked to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said that wherever a particular person lived, that is the community and the time zone by which he is associated. Therefore, if someone lived in Los Angeles, he will get respite from Gehenim when the Jews in Los Angeles are keeping Shabbos or still saying the tefillahs associated with the Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. Kishem shemitzvah lekadesh es haShabbos b'knisaso al kos yoyin. The same way there's a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos at its onset over a cup of wine, kach mitzvah lekadshoy b'yitziyoso al kos yayin. So too do we have a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos when it leaves over a cup of wine. Dahainu b'havdala, this means to say, through making havdala. In other words, just as we would escort royalty that comes to town on their way in, we would also escort them out. The Shabbos queen is royalty, and therefore we make havdala on wine upon its exit. Umevarachin gam al habisamim v'al haner. And there's also a mitzvah to make a bracha on spices and on a flame. V'gam nashim chayavos b'havdalah. Women are also obligated to make havdalah. V'al kein tishmana heitev berkas havdalah. And therefore, they should listen carefully in order to be yotze in the bracha of havdalah. B'makom she'ein limso yayin mavdilin al shechar omeid o shar mashkem. In a place where there is no wine available, so then one can make havdalah on beer or on mead, which is, he says, made vash. That's a it's a fermented honey alcoholic beverage, or any other beverage, shu chamar medina, which is considered a drink that is distinguished in that locale. Chutz min hamayim, except for water, water may never be used for havdalah under any circumstances. Halacha dalid. Kevan shehigia ben hashmashos. Once it is already sunset, asur le'echo o lishtos shum davar chutz min hamayim. It is forbidden to eat or drink anything except for water, kodem havdalah, before one makes havdalah. Ach misha marach besuda shlishis. However, one who is extending the third Shabbos meal, afilo atoch halayla, even if it's way into the night, mutar is permitted for them to eat and drink, kevan shehischo beheter, since they began their meal at a time that it was permissible, they're allowed to continue eating. Umutar lo lishtos gam mikos shel berachas hamazon mifnei shehu gam kein shayach lasuda. And it is permitted for a person to drink from the cup of benching, even though it is already after nightfall, because this also relates to the meal of Shabbos. V'davka kishadarkoi tomid levaruch ha'akos, and this is only for a person who always has the practice of benching over a cup. Avo mishim levaruch lefamim belokos, But for someone who sometimes benches without a cup, because he's relying on those views that says that say that benching does not require a cup. Now it would be forbidden for him to drink it when it's nighttime, because Birkas Hamazon called him Avdala from the Havdala cup before making Avdala. Halacha hey. Gam milacha ein lasos kodim havdala. It is also forbidden to perform any type of malacha before havdala. V'hanashim shetzrichin lahadlik neros kodim havdala. And those women who need to turn on lights before havdala so they could see what they're doing. Of course, this is not limited to women. The same would apply to men. Yomru tchila baruch hamavdu ben kodesh lecho. They should first say the following. They say baruch hamavdu ben kodesh lecho, ben or lechoshech, ben Yisrael la'amim, ben yom ha'shvid l'sheshim me'amaseh, baruch hamavdu ben kodesh lecho. That's what they should say on Motzei Shabbos. V'yimcho yomtif v'yom aleph, but if Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tif, Yisaymo Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Now this is a very long version of the non-bracha form of Havdalah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it is sufficient to say simply Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, and more than that is unnecessary. Similarly, on Motzei Shabbos, which is now becoming Yom Tif, one should say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, and after that they would be allowed to do Melacha. Of course, we pointed out earlier that they would still not be allowed to eat or drink or taste anything until they make Havdalah over the cup. Halacha Vav. Mi Shema'achel Hispalo Arvis B'Motzei Shabbos. One who delayed Davenin Mariv on Motzei Shabbos, O Shem Mamshech Sudose Belaila, or he extended his third meal into the night, Mutter Lo Lomar Afilo Liyisrael Shekvar Hispalo VeHivdu Betfila Sheyase Bo Melacha. It is permissible for him to ask another Jew who already said Havdalah in his Shmon Esrei that he should do Melacha for him. And he's allowed to benefit and eat from the malacha that he did, even though afterwards when he benches, he will still be mentioning Shabbos, meaning he will say Ritzei. It's not considered a contradiction for him to say Ritzei, even though he's benefiting from someone else's malacha. Halacha Zayin, Kishe Mozeg Esarkos LaHavdala, when they pour the Havdala cup, Yimalo Alkol Gidosov, they should fill it in a way that it spills over on the sides. Atche Yishpechul Tsas Mimeno, until a little bit spills from it, Vizel LeSimon Bracha, and this will be a sign of blessing. It's like an abundance of good things over the course of the week. V'notel es hakos b'yamin, v'es habsamim b'smol. And you should take the cup of wine in your right hand, and the spices in your left hand, ad acha shemivarech borei pri hagafen, until after completing the bracha of hagafen. V'achakach, and after finishing the first bracha, notel es hakos b'smol, he should now take the cup in his left hand, v'habesamim b'yamin, and he should put the spices in his right hand, u'mevarech borei minei besamim, and he should make the bracha on the spices. V'achakach mevarech al haner, and afterwards he makes the bracha over the fire. V'achakach shuv notel es hakos b'yamino, Umevarech Birkas Hamavdil, and afterwards he should take the cup in his right hand, and he should make the bracha of Hamavdil, the final bracha. Now, of course, this is speaking about someone who does not need to hold a siddur or a bencher in his hand for the text of Havdalah. But if he does, so then he should hold the siddur or bencher in his left hand and put the other item down. And after he completes the final bracha, he should sit down and drink the entire cup himself. And the little bit of wine that is left in the cup, he should use to pour out and extinguish the fire. And he should wash his eyes with the wine as a demonstration of how beloved the mitzvah of Havdalah is to him. V'nogim, and there's a minig, she'ein hanashim shosos mikos Havdalah, that women do not drink from the Havdalah cup. Now, that is speaking about a case where the Havdalah is being made by a man. If the Havdalah is being made by a woman, and there are no men around to make it, or who could make it, so then women should drink from the Havdalah cup.